We've almost reached mid-year, and yet, judging by the weather, most of us here in Central Europe would believe that summer is over and we're well into the autumn now. This week even saw fresh snowfall in some of the region's higher altitudes. In recent summers, Central Europe has had to suffer extremes, from heat waves to chilly spells, endless rain and floods. Thousands of kilometers away, the frequent earthquakes in Asia have also caught meteorologists' attention. Experts say climate change is to blame for most of these disquieting natural phenomena. Giorgi Jacobi looks at how Hungary is coping with the change.
Climate change is the major challenge facing the world. A statement to that end was made now by the world-famous superstar naturalist Sir David Attenborough. People sense the foreseeable danger, but know rather little about what is being done in order to ease the situation. We asked researcher at REC, the Regional Environmental Center in Budapest, Zsuzsa Iványi, if Hungary had a climate change project at all.
Yes, Hungary has two kind of activities in the field of climate change. One of them is a joint project between the Hungarian Academy of Sciences and the Hungarian Ministry of Environment and Water Management. And it's about the potential climate changes, the impacts and the responses to the changes. This project started 3 years ago and is to be completed at the end of June. And this is an important milestone in the field of climate policy and scientific researches because it summarizes all kinds of activities in different fields and tries to draft the strategy how to tackle the climate change issue. Unfortunately, it hasn't received much publicity.
Is this subject included in the curriculum?
As far as I know, not. But the REC, my organization, have developed a very interesting educational tool for school children. It's called Green Pack. It is a very basic methodology to educate the school children that how important the environment protection is, and part of this curriculum is the climate change. There are several schools in Hungary who already adopted this methodology, but not all of them. The scope of using this Green Pack could be widened in Hungary.
Indeed, the scope should be widened, and the sooner the better. Just think of the earthquake in Indonesia. Zsuzsa Iványi says the government has programs. Erzsébet Belicai, senior member of the AIR Action Group, agrees.
We have programs and also a relatively high awareness of the threats of climate change. But on the other hand, the economic tools are very weak, and we still consume much more than needed, and there are many environmentally harmful subsidies which work against the mitigation of this problem. Mm-hmm. Because many people think that the snow disappears from the Kilimanjaro or the coastal areas far from our places, and the coastal areas where hurricanes, floods and earthquakes cause catastrophic situations.
Right now in Indonesia?
Yes, and you could say that every month or every week there is something, a new catastrophe or a very serious accident somewhere in the world, but far from us. But it is not true that we don't have these threats. In Paris, for example, in 2003, 14,000 people died because of the heat wave of summer. And such heat waves we also have, and we had it in the last several years as well. I think that the right answer for climate change is to change our life patterns and our production patterns.
Are we ready to do that? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind, as the Bob Dylan song goes. From Budapest, this is Giorgi Jacobi for Inside Central Europe.
Thanks, Giorgi.